joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Richard Scorman. Richard, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News, sir.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Always happy to be on KRDO, yes.
And we appreciate that very much. Richard, it has been a very long time since you and I have spoken. I'm glad we're reconnecting now. A difficult subject to deal with in general with all of the protesting and the other things that are happening downtown, and now the mayor is adding a curfew in order to help curb the violence and the damage.
Yeah, it's really happening late at night, and so that's the purpose of his declaration. It's there's a lot of peaceful protests going on during the day. Everybody supports it, the mayor, the police chief, and that's really the way that we would like to see all this going. But then late at night, there's mischief makers. That's when the violence seems to happen. That's when the police are threatened. And he wanted to put this in place. He's worried about police officers, and he's worried about innocent citizens getting caught up in something.
Of course. And this is a pattern now that appears to be emerging in many cities where these protests are happening. Is there anything that can account for that at this point?
Well, no. I mean, it really is. It's happening around the country. We were resisting as much as we could. We were going to wait until last night. The mayor wanted to make sure that this was really justified, but he saw, you know, some disturbing things last night. You know, he's up till midnight, 1 o'clock, with the police chief. They're talking about all these incidences around the city. You know, many, many dozens of vandalous situations, people hurting property, but it's the threat to the officers and to the other protesters that they're the most worried about.
And there seems to be discussion, and it goes both ways, that there are outsiders and outside influences that are causing this agitation and escalating things to the point of violence.
Well, yeah, it seems like there are some. It's not like all the people they've arrested, that the majority of them are from out of town. They're mostly local residents. But there, you know, there seems to be an anger level, and maybe it's mixed with alcohol. Who knows? But right, you know, after 10 o'clock at night is when everything seems to escalate, and so he's being extra cautious. We're going to see how this goes. If things quiet down, he's going to withdraw his order Monday morning at 5 a.m., and hopefully we can all get back to normal.
Richard, one question that is being asked is why the entirety of the city, when it seems that it's the core of downtown that's being mostly affected?
Well, the unfortunate part is that, you know, there is intelligence from the, you know, police department and the people that are involved in this issue, that if it was forbidden just downtown, they would start to go to the rest of the city. So they would go to the other police substations and have their demonstrations there, but it wouldn't necessarily solve the problem. That was a thought, and everybody was thinking, let's just isolate it downtown. But we know that the people that want to create this mischief late at night are willing to go anywhere. So it's not something that we know how anything more to do except make the whole city under the curfew.
So tonight will be the first night that's enacted. In fact, just over 4 hours from now, we'll see the curfew take effect at 10 p.m. What happens if there is a large group downtown and the pattern repeats itself where you have aggressive folks using those opportunities to commit crimes, whatever their motivation is for escalating things to the point of police having to push back, so to speak, you know, the tear gas and the other means that they use to do crowd control?
They're really trying to show as much restraint as possible. But the people that are out there that are, not wanting to comply, they're going to have to comply. I mean, this is an order. They've been trying to break up the crowds, you know, as the nights go on, and, you know, this is getting out of hand. But now there's a specific time frame where they can't gather. So that's really the whole purpose of this. At 10 o'clock, they're going to be saying it's time to go home. And the peaceful demonstrators will hopefully abide by that, and the people that want to create more trouble may get arrested. The hope is that the police will keep being restrained, and that nobody innocent will get caught up in something that's not pleasant, like tear gas or rubber bullets. But that's what they've had to use at certain times when people are getting out of hand.
And finally, Richard, in your view, how long do you think this can go on?
Well, you know, I know that we are going to be working hard as a city government, mayor's office, police department, to really reach out to the community and start to finally try to address these issues in ways that hopefully people will receive. And that's the good part of it. The peaceful demonstrators that are out there, the people that were outraged, many of us are. There's police officers, and most of them are very outraged about what happened in Minnesota. They feel for what's going on. And so this is a good opportunity to have a community discussion and to really see what we can do to make our police force one of the best in the country. And to make sure everything is in place to assure that all residents are treated equally and fairly. And this is a good opportunity for that. So let's hope that we can do that and that we don't get caught up in violence and other kinds of things that happen tonight.
City Council President Richard Scorman, we thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here today on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. And just as a side note, 10 p.m. is not a problem for me because at 68, I go to bed at 9:30. So how about that?
I think that accounts for a few of us, Richard.
Right.
Thank you for that smile during a kind of a tough time. We appreciate you, Richard. Yeah, thank you.
No, thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
You bet.